Take a room full of towering and poised sculpture, add a busload of young boys, leave for 10 minutes, then pick up the pieces. Irish sculptor Eva Rothschild was curious to see what would happen if a class of schoolboys was allowed to do pretty much whatever it wanted to her open abstract works. Rothschild made the resulting catastrophe into a film at London's Whitechapel Gallery. London-based Rothschild was back in Dublin for the opening of, surprisingly, her first solo show in Ireland at the Hugh Lane Gallery, and she told me about her Boys and Sculpture project.
I had put off making this film, although it's something I wanted to do for many years, because I suppose, like you say, primarily I work in sculpture, I work in the studio making objects. And the logistics of working with children is quite complicated, and making a film is very, you know, it's a different sort of way of organizing your sort of work that I wasn't so used to. So the commission gave me the opportunity to take this on and actually make the film real. In the film, there is a group of sculptures in an exhibition that I have made. They're all my sculptures. They are familiar pieces if you know my work at all. And then in the exhibition space, boys, which are aged between, I think they're 8 up to about 13, enter the room one by one, quite slowly, and then in groups, and they look at the sculptures, and they look at them very intently. They wander around, they examine each piece, and then after a certain amount of time, they start to explore the work with their hands and through touch. And the instructions I gave the boys was that I really wanted them to look at the work. None of them were familiar with my work. I really wanted them to look at it till they sort of couldn't stand it anymore, really, and they felt that it was necessary to touch the objects.
They didn't resist for a whole long time, did they?
They resisted for about 10 minutes, so that's quite long. The first few boys are extremely well behaved, and they, or as we would call it, well behaved, because I suppose one of the things I was interested in exploring is about sort of behaviour and acceptability as well. What happens is at a certain point during the film, they get involved in touching the works, and inevitably the works either collapse or are destroyed and are then played with, made into other objects, transformed through the actions of the boys. I mean, it's an extremely active film. It's the boys are completely involved with both the destruction and the remaking of essentially what becomes just materials within the room. I'm also interested in how groups of boys are perceived in society. Especially adolescent boys are sort of, I suppose, one of the things I wanted to do was to give them the latitude to do what they actually wanted to do as well, which isn't necessarily destructive, but it's active, you know, and that for me is really important, because I think that, you know, if you were in an ordinary gallery situation and 11 sort of adolescent or pre-adolescent boys came in, you can imagine the tension with the attendance, the sort of sense of anxiety, and that, and boys know that. They know that they're viewed in that way. And I suppose part of it as well was kind of playing out devil's advocate to that and saying, well, you know, do what you will, you know.
The piece that the whole kind of where the rot sets in is a piece that is a stack of spheres. And I think finally somebody kicks it and there's this huge explosion of spheres around, and then all the boys have their own sphere. And from there, it's like a nuclear reaction. There's a chain reaction. The rest of the sculptures are now in danger.
Yeah, I think, because obviously I've made the works and I did anticipate, and I suppose I wanted the boys to, you know, get very physical with the works. I mean, I made it with that in mind. Their response and the speed of their sort of response and their sort of activity with the work was kind of faster than I thought. And in a way, much more interesting, you know. But yeah, that one piece where it's, I suppose, the same as within my usual practice, is a piece called Us Women, which is a stack of, yeah, these beaded sort of head-shaped pieces. And yeah, as soon as they collapsed, immediately from being sculpture, they're transformed into footballs, missiles. And then the sort of destruction that ensues from that sort of sees everything in the room, I think except for one piece, of more or less demolished within, I think, less than 2 minutes.
The sort of demolishing of things is something that's encoded in your sculpture in a way, because quite often you create forms in which there's an apparent precarity the form seems like it's on its way to collapse often.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that interests me a lot in terms of making physical objects that perhaps seem to deny their physicality, so that there's, you know, something, yeah, it seems quite precarious. There's something that we can see in front of us as doing something. Empirically, we can see that it's maybe 3 meters tall. It's, you know, it's sort of floating. It's made of leather. Maybe we don't understand why it would do that, how it can do that. While there may be illusion within the work, there isn't sort of trickery. There's no hidden wires. Nothing's kind of made to do anything that isn't actually presented to you visually, you know. And so the work, well, I mean, the piece we've been talking about, the film, is a film, but the rest of the work is very solidly material. It's sort of all of it is apparent in front of you, and perhaps the confusion about its status or how it stands up or how it remains as it is through maybe the materials reflecting each other, the materials sort of looking soft when perhaps they are actually hard, or perhaps just through a kind of confusion that happens, which is something that interests me a lot, a confusion that happens where our eye looks at something unfamiliar and tries to kind of maybe take shortcuts in understanding what's actually in front of us, which I think is one of the great sort of pleasures of looking at art, where the eye, rather than receiving the information it expects, often gets something it doesn't expect, and it makes that sense of sort of vision and the information we take in through the eye and through looking become much more determined and much more seeking. And I mean, for me, that's a kind of primary aim, I suppose, of my making as an artist.
Eva Rothschild there, and you can hear the second part of that interview next time on Culture File. Meanwhile, you can visit her Dublin exhibition at the Douglas Hyde Gallery in Parnell Square, where there's a daily screening of her film Boys and Sculpture, 2:30 p.m. each day.